The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
There is not an empty seat. This is the best Final Four Saturday atmosphere ever.
KU is all the way through to the national championship game.
We don't come to Kansas to play in the Final Four. We come to Kansas to win the national championship. And everybody has that mindset.
Three, top of the key. Oh, we got it! Caleb Love! And the Heels kick their rivals to the curb and end the career of Mike Krzyzewski.
Playing for the national championship, if you're not motivated for that, you shouldn't be playing.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, what is it that we do? We get a people! What? They want.
So much to discuss.
Yes.
The MVP race and the NBA could not be closer, but we're going to start with college basketball. We watched the games over the weekend. Saturday night was live, and it was UNC versus Duke. They say games a lot of times are like two heavyweights exchanging punches. It's a cliche that people use all the time, but it wasn't a cliche in this game. This game at the end was two heavyweights exchanging punches.
And quiet as it's kept, a story program in UNC is actually an 8 seed. Mm-hmm. I think people are underestimating that point. And an 8 seed has never won the NCAA championship.
Ooh.
Just think about that for a second. So not only is this a unique situation, but they have a chance to do something that's never been done. And their path is only right for them to have to go through Coach K twice. ACC, mm-hmm. NCAA Final Four. For the first time ever, those two storied teams played one another. Big shot making late.
Yes.
Big shot making late. And the one thing I will say, shout out to Hubert Davis, because this is the first year coaching that team. And Roy Williams and he navigated him to be the guy that's going to take over the job. And for him to be in his first year and have them at this point of the season where they got a chance to cut down the nets and make Carolina Nation proud, it's a beautiful thing as a head coach and for a program. It'll be interesting to see if they can get it done.
That is a good point. There is so much focus on Coach K that I think Coach Davis does get overlooked. But let's talk about Coach K. This was his final game in the Final Four. First time ever facing North Carolina, lose to their rivals in his final game ever coaching for the Duke Blue Devils.
Caleb didn't show no love.
Mm-mm.
Did he?
Mm-mm.
He was bang, bang, Siegel Street. He was going for the kill, contested. And but for a story coach, right, somebody that took over the job, and you could joke about people not being able to spell his name then. People can't spell his name now.
No, we call him Coach K for a reason.
Boom. And that right there embodies the fact that not only has he been a great champion and ambassador for the game, but how he's nurtured so many young men and turned them into success stories in and out of sports. Look in all areas of life in particular. You'll see those players that played for him over these decades are sprinkled throughout the NBA, NCAA, businesses, and whatnot. And so his influence and his fingertips has touched so many, including myself.
Oh, yeah.
I gave him four of those dubs. You know what I'm saying? I contributed. You know what I mean? Ball head, bad teeth, bad skin. Jalen contributed. I threw a couple of lobs. Way to go get that thing jammed. You know what I'm saying? But when it's all said and done, Christian later played in the Final Four 4 straight years. You know what I'm saying? They beat our idols in UNLV. So when Grant Hill go baseline on us and he dunk it with two hands, he caught it against them with one hand and it was a lob. So those were all-time great teams. He's an all-time great coach. He deserves to be celebrated. And I'm at least happy they made it to the Final Four.
So now let's look at the team that UNC will be facing in the finals. The Kansas Jayhawks made light work of Villanova behind two great performances down low and on the wing.
Physical, physical. Now you see. Now look what you see it now.
McCormick.
Right.
Now no answer for him. You see,
You see what you're seeing, like, and that's right there to me is going to be the difference. Like, Villanova's playing without Moore, they were sure-handed. I anticipated they weren't going to win the game. But when you were showing, we were showing Carolina getting it done late with McCormick and Love, in particular Love, it was from deep. Mm-hmm. Kansas can shoot that three ball.
Baji was, he was 5 for 5 at one point.
He started the game off with 4 for 4.
5 for 5, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they got that level of balance. So, I mean, Kansas, a legit number one seed, looking like they're in pole position to try to get it done.
Well, we'll give you our picks of who will win the championship later on in the show, but now it's time to turn our attention to a great game. Sunday afternoon, right after NBA countdown. It was Luka Doncic and the Mavs heading into Milwaukee and getting a big win against Milwaukee's big three on the road.
Shout out to the international players who've come into the NBA and become MVPs. And in the conversation for best players, as Jokic is the reigning MVP, Giannis is the reigning finals MVP, and Luka just dazzles on a nightly basis. And he one of those guys, again, when you get confused, we win because we got you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's Luka. Jay Kidd, just give him the ball. All y'all play D. Hey, Finney Smith, Powell, you catch a lob, you run, jump, dunk. You know, y'all play D. Jalen Brunson, you play smart. You're going to take care of the ball, high IQ, make his open shots, get to the paint. Spencer Dinwiddie's been clutch. But we're just going to give the ball to Luka.
And they played D. Look at the way they locked up Giannis and Middleton yesterday.
Correct. And Middleton struggled the entire game. And they really got better as the game progressed with their defense. Mm. And that's what was impressive, how they got timely stops. And the thing I like about Luka, Kaiser Soze. Yeah, that's my nickname for him. Because every time you see Luka, he nicked up.
He's banged limping.
Up. Yeah. You know, he banged
up. There was a game against the Celtics. I was watching. I mean, like, Luka's not coming back in
right,
this one.
He banged up. He go to the locker room. His ankle messed up.
He looks like me after a rec league game.
Exactly.
Every single time they blow the whistle.
Kaiser Soze, no question.
He always limps to the bench during a timeout. Exactly. But then once the ball goes back in bounds, he's 100%
again. Think about this. He smile every time he dunk. He like, y'all letting me dunk? I can't believe y'all let me dunk.
I think you can jump higher than Luka.
Correct. Dies laughing every time he get a dunk.
And he has been on an absolute tear. And watching this game, something came to mind. If you look at the Western Conference standings, right now they are in fourth in the Western Conference. However, if they make it to third and they face the Grizzlies, if they get in front of the Warriors, I got them going to the Western Conference Finals. I would pick them over the Grizzlies in a 7-game series. I wouldn't pick them over the Suns in the second round, but I would pick them over the Grizzlies. We'll see how it shapes out. That's something to keep an eye on. That 3-4 spot makes a big difference in the Western Conference because one team in the second round plays the Suns, one team in the second round plays the Grizzlies.
Are you suffering from recency bias with Luka?
No, I've been working on this one. Okay. I've been working on this one.
I know the last 5 games.
John Morant's not even playing.
That's why I'm asking you.
They've been playing great defense. Yeah, okay. The Mavs play good defense. Okay. I thought when they traded Kristaps Porzingis, they would actually take a hit, but they've gotten better and better. And Luka single-handedly can get you a series, and I would pick them over the Grizzlies if it works out that way.
Hey, blame it on Magic Johnson. You know how much I love big guards. Like, I love Luka.
Magic's here today, right in the studio. He's the first take.
Oh, let's go talk to him about Luka.
Where's Irv?
But here's the thing. Like, what about the MVP race?
We're gonna get to that in the B block.
Right.
Great tease, Jimmy Rose. Right,
because Luka, dog, he's
not going to win the MVP, but he's going to get some votes. You got to pick 5. You have to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's going to get some votes.
Let me just say this. Against Memphis, my killer bees, Bain and Brooks, are going to be guarding Luka 94 feet the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't just say that they're going to beat Memphis just yet.
I'm saying it now.
I wouldn't go there.
They have to get to the 3 seed.
I wouldn't go there.
That's fine.
Okay.
Ja is going to return. That's fine.
Okay, I know you got on your green sweater to salute Luka.
To salute Luka?
Yeah, the Mavs.
Or
school days.
You're reaching. I did not know that this was an AKA sweater when I bought it.
Right.
See, sometimes people forget that I'm white. People forget that I'm white. I don't know what the AKAs are in Western Massachusetts. Please. What's that? New York University.
It's a Spike Lee joint.
Moving on to the Eastern Conference. Still atop the Eastern Conference, the Miami Heat. did they were missing some players. No Jimmy, no Gabe, no Deadman. And it was Kyle Lowry returning to Toronto, getting them a win.
And you know what I saw?
What'd you see?
I don't know if it was, like, legitimized by the team, but I did see a Kyle Lowry statue. You know, I'd be deep into the box score.
I didn't see a statue.
I saw a Kyle Lowry statue.
That must have been fan-made.
Yeah, it was.
It must have been a fan-made statue.
Yeah, and Vince Carter deserves a statue in Toronto. But in all honesty, I have to say this. It was good to see him return to Toronto. But also, like, the Miami Heat, for those that have not been paying attention, have been in the number one seed more than any team in the East all season.
Mm-hmm. It's surprising. If you would have told me that in October, I'd be like, wait, huh? Right.
Yes.
Miami Heat?
Right. And so Jimmy's been in and out. Bam's been in and out. Hero's flirting with sixth man of the year. Spoelstra still developing from within. Guys that weren't in the league or weren't drafted all of a sudden become a Duncan Robinson and get a big contract.
Lead with like four or five games left.
And here's the other thing I want to tell you that's an undercurrent. At first, people was like, maybe the one seed should try to worry about if they got to play against the Nets. Now the conversation should be the Nets got to worry about if they going to get in.
Yeah, they do. They're tied with the Charlotte Hornets right now. You would have told me that in October, I'd be like, what? I mean, they're going to be in the play-in because the Wizards are like four games behind them. So they're going to be in the play-in, but they're going to have to win two play-in games and then face a number one and number two.
When we start saying dominant players of generations, it's a unique season when Kevin Durant and LeBron aren't a part of the MVP conversation or the contending conversation.
Not even close. Not even close to close.
How about that? And it just shows how the young players have ascended. And shout out to the Phoenix Suns and Devin Booker and CP3 as well. But the Miami Heat, again, them and the Bucks are the safe choices for me in the East. You know, I got to see what's going to happen with Philly and James Harden. Can he perform in a big game? Boston doesn't have Robert Williams going into the playoffs. The Nets, I just talked about them. They're so very low in the conference. It's hard for me to imagine them overcoming so much.
So they got to win a play-in game, maybe a second play-in game, and then they got to face three of the top four seeds in the conference? That ain't happening for the Nets.
Yeah.
That is not happening.
Yeah, it's not happening. Yeah,
you mentioned it earlier. The MVP race is as close at this point in the season as I remember it in my entire life. And each individual at the top spots put on a performance this weekend. And we'll discuss with Jalen Rose, who has a vote, where he's leaning right now. You got a look on your face like you have no idea.
They lucky LeBron and KD was injured.
Thank you for watching Jalen and Jacoby on television. But don't forget to follow, subscribe to the podcast. We always do podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Coming to you live from the Seaport here in New York City and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose had to go and get the bat. Why? Because we're discussing something that's very important to him. A week from today, Jalen Rose has a vote, and he'll be voting on who the NBA MVP is. And right now, you look stressed about it. Because over the weekend, all three of the front runners put on an absolute show. Jokic, oh, no big deal, 38 points, 16 rebounds. Embiid had 44 and 17. Giannis, 28 and 10. Jokic is the clear favorite. Where are you leaning right now, Mr. Rose?
So I want to respect the game.
Respect
it. I need your therapy right now.
I got you.
And I need a one-word answer for like five names because this is such a great race. This race just deserves a couple of names to be mentioned. And when I say this person's name, tell me, should they be in one of the front of one of the three people you just named? Is that cool?
The answer is no for everybody.
Those okay, Luka.
No.
Tatum.
No.
Booker.
No.
Having great seasons. Ja.
No. But only two of those are going to end up on your ballot. One, two, three is tricky enough, but four and five are tricky too.
Correct.
If you don't know, you have to write down five names, one through five, on the ballot.
So going into the game versus the Mavs, I felt like Giannis had the edge.
Then when
I went to bed last night, then when I was having wine for dinner last night and steak, MB's numbers looked the best, and he was balling.
Yeah.
Before I went to bed, the Joker went crazy.
MB was playing the Cavs, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Without Jared Allen.
He was. So last night, when I went to bed, it was the Joker.
It is the Joker for me, too.
It was the Joker.
What he does.
And yesterday, I can't front. Anthony Davis is a top 10 player. And Dwight Howard is one of the best defensive players, and he was torching both of them together.
First of all, we can argue about Anthony Davis being a top 10 player. We can argue about that because I think I could name 10 that would come before Anthony Davis if healthy.
And so AD got off to a good start. He was a little hobbled. I think he had an issue with his foot. But Joker looked like he was a man among boys, tapping them offensive rebounds to himself, tapping the run out defensive board where he can get out and run the break. Aaron Gordon was hanging all over the rim. And by the way, here's what you also got to think about. Giannis plays with two All-Stars. Embiid basically plays with one All-Star in James Harden.
Jokic plays with Jeff Green in Austin Rivers.
If you look at the Nuggets starting lineup, what he's doing with that team is outstanding. And our guy who was out of the league, Boogie! Love to see my guy getting quality minutes. Shout out to Will Barton. You know what I mean? You know how much I love him. He unorthodox, a little janky a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
So, Jalen.
Morris is my guy.
1-2-3 will be Giannis and Embiid and Jokic. Who do you have right now in your 4-5? You're stressed
Booker.
Out about this. I would put Booker at 4. I'm putting Luka at 5.
Yes.
Tatum, Ja, great seasons, guys. Great seasons.
So, here's something else I want to throw out there for you in the ecosystem. How are you looking at LeBron James as it relates to all NBA? He, KD, Steph. Like, somebody going to get left off.
Well, there's three teams. There's three teams.
But they're perimeter players, and then there's front court players.
Mm-hmm.
There's back court players, and there's front court players. All of the people you just named are basically front court players.
They're going to hurt some feelings when it comes to all NBA. Someone's going to be like, Joel Embiid's going to be on the second team.
Right. Just think about it. Just start right
Joel
there.
Joel Embiid's going to be like, on the
Joker,
second team.
Giannis, and Embiid. That means somebody's second team already.
You can put Giannis on the first team because he does play with Brook Lopez, so in theory, he is a forward, right? But Jokic,
that's what I did last year.
Jokic and Embiid is tricky.
That's what I did last year.
I got Jokic first team All NBA, and
I just want to thank the players.
You want to thank the players?
Yeah, because I've been.
I want to thank you for thanking the players.
Yeah, because like I'm entertained.
Me too.
Like for real, like I'm entertained by the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference races for teams. I'm intrigued by the MVP
you
race.
You know what's really suffering,
most
Jalen?
Improved.
You know what's really suffering? Like, my reality television viewership. League Pass is too good this year. I haven't been watching my Below Deck that much.
It's good.
Moving on to another great basketball game. It was the UConn Huskies against the South Carolina Gamecocks, and it was not even close. Dominant championship performance from South Carolina.
Every time you guys see the word Aaliyah, remember, that's Detroit. What up, though, baby girl? Rest in peace. Boston, by the way, I believe she led the nation in double-doubles.
She won yesterday.
She missed a layup last year, and they lost. She's leading them back now. And Dawn Staley, terrific coach.
Yep.
Also very stylish.
Love the
you know
Louis
what I'm saying?
Love the Louis look.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't see a lot of head coaches
dripping. She's fresh. I was like, hold on, Dawn Staley, fresh right now.
She's wearing $6,000 worth of clothes right now.
Exactly.
Good for her.
Yeah, absolutely. She deserve it. They deserve it. And by the way, hey.
Don't you want to play for a coach? Don't you want to play for a coach?
You know what I'm saying? And by the way, beat Geno.
Yes.
See that, you know, beat Paige Buckets. Also, like so they went up against, you know, the best of the best and got it done.
Got an easy win, and I loved it. Jalen, you mentioned Detroit, and there were some interesting events in Michigan over the weekend.
Cade killing.
No, we're not talking Cade. I know you love Cade.
Oh, Bay.
It was the Michigan football team's day. And what did they do? They invited Kaepernick
Colin
to
Kaepernick.
Come throw the rock
looking
around a
good.
Little bit.
Look, look good.
He looked
long,
pretty good. He says he
lanky.
Can still throw. He says he
can
throw
still
it.
Though. Look at this. Moonball.
I do not think at this point he will get a job in the NFL. Do you?
Fam, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
5-4-3-2-1. By the way, we were at that Super Bowl right there. Seeing those two guys hug, I was at that Super Bowl when San Francisco played against the Ravens. Shout out to the Ravens who got it done.
That was the Beyonce Super Bowl.
That was the Beyonce Super Bowl. Yeah,
I don't care who played.
Yeah, but remember, I didn't want to watch Beyonce at the halftime.
I know.
Remember why? That's Jay-Z's wife.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody's salivating. I'm about to go watch it. I'm like, where y'all going? But anyway, can I say this?
Yes.
Why don't Colin Kaepernick play for the Lions? Like, in all honesty, not for real.
Name their backup.
Not for real. Like, I know I go on my Detroit tangents a lot. Like, mm-hmm. but for real. Like, let this be for real spiel. Like, you could get him at a discount price.
Mm-hmm.
He led a team to a Super Bowl. He's not injured, and he's not in the NFL. Our fans will embrace him.
Sure.
I'll have a jersey today. If he signed, I'd be like LeBron and Johnny Manziel. I have a jersey before he get one. You see what I mean? Like, why not take the chance when you're a franchise that's never won a Super Bowl, that's only won one playoff game?
He said never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Win a Super Bowl. Get a winning season. win a playoff game. Yeah. Like, never won a Super Bowl.
Haven't won a division? No. Maybe like three times ever.
No, you won three games last year.
He didn't say division. He said Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, please. You know what? You're talking crazy now. We got to go to break. We got to go to break before you start talking about the Lions some more.
Colin, we need you in Detroit.
We'll be back right after this very short break. Stay tuned. It's NBA on Tuesday, this time starting at 8 p.m. It is the Milwaukee Bucks taking on DeMar DeRozan and the Bulls. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, Brittany Griner still detained in Russia.
It's really unfortunate. It's gone on way too long, and we just want to acknowledge this on a daily basis on our show. It's been 46 days since she's been detained. Just want to send prayers and well wishes to her and her family.
Jalen. National championship game tonight. Too late for my taste, but I'll stay up for it. I have the Jayhawks beating the Tar Heels.
Bill Self has done a terrific job with the Kansas program. They basically own the Big 12, basically win it each year. Takes the number one seed. They bully each opponent that they faced, and they do it in all facets. You see them doing it off the dribble right there. And you know you got flavor
you
when your parents.
Player name, Remy
yeah,
Martin.
You know you got flavor.
I'm rooting for you.
No question. Doing inside, outside, their wings get it done. Powerful down low. Kansas Jayhawks, in my opinion, cut down the nets.
We'll be back tomorrow, ESPN 2 at 4 p.m. to talk about
Thank
that
you.
Game and everything else in the sports
Thank
world.
You. You're far too kind.
Love the bat back.
And Rod Carew.
We always say we get the people what they want. Part of that is podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. I'm going to take you guys behind the curtain real quick. And don't forget to follow Jalen vs. Everybody on Instagram. Because whenever Jalen's in the studio, he goes live on Instagram for the podcast exclusive to give the people what they want. And if you see it live, you'll see that I'm wearing a green shirt from Awake New York with pink lettering. Now, people forget how white I am sometimes. I was raised in Western Massachusetts.
People forget how white I am sometimes.
I was raised in Western Massachusetts, right? I went to New York University. We didn't have black sororities in Western Massachusetts. And we might have in New York University, but I wasn't, you know, part of one. I didn't know that this was an AKA sweater when I bought it. I just thought it was fly. And the white people that comment on the sweater, they're like, oh, I like that sweater. That's dope. Black people, they only say one thing.
So?
This is an AKA sweater.
So?
I have no idea.
I don't know
no
if I'm doing the sound time. Right, but.
Oh, yeah, Dominique Foxworth did it to me earlier today, too, when I walked the hallway.
So you look like you could have been in Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing. No, school days.
Well, another thing I want to talk about that really is bothering Jalen Rose today. We share the studio with Bart and Han. They come in after us to do the show. And ever since Bart's been sitting in my chair, listen up, podcast listeners.
That chair is way too loud.
Yeah,
that chair is going to break.
It sounds like having sex in a college dorm. That's what it sounds like. So Bart's big behind ruining my chair. It really bothers Jalen Rose. So I just want to apologize to all of our podcast listeners.
Hey, man, why don't you guys go on IKEA, spend a few $100 on a chair, and put it on my
credit
card.
I'm going to get a chair here. I mean, this is a billion-dollar company. You know what I mean?
Chair's too loud, man.
Chair's too loud. And one thing I want to laugh at, and then I'll have a serious topic for you.
Chair's too loud.
Chair's too loud. You can't even be focused on it. Jalen, after the game, the Lakers lost to the Nuggets. AD. This kind of went under the radar. He was like, well, just imagine if we were healthy. Just imagine if I didn't get hurt, LeBron wasn't hurt, Kendrick Nunn was available.
I was like, AD. AD. Okay. You called him a top 10 player earlier today. You can't be top 10 if you only play 10 games a season. The two go hand in hand.
That's fair.
The best ability is availability.
That's fair.
So you can't be top 10 if you rarely play 70 games.
He wasn't top 10 this year because he won't be All-NBA. So you're right.
He will not be All-NBA. He won't even be considered. He won't be close to All-NBA. They could have seven All-NBA teams in
the top 15 players this year will be on my All-NBA ballot.
It does get – sometimes one or two person gets squeezed out because of the positions. It's not always the true top 15. But you'll get 15 of the top 17.
So I have a multiple choice question for you, the Jalen versus everybody IG fam, and our Jalen and Jacoby peeps that's been down with us for 10 years.
Call 985-80-JALEN if you want to answer this question. We'll put you on the show tomorrow.
So somebody should probably, if they don't mind, create this as like a poll question. And I'm going to start the poll question with, if you were LeBron. So, David Jacoby, mm-hmm. If you were LeBron, and here are your multiple choices.
Shave my head bald.
Would you A.
Let me write it down.
Do everything you can to try to make the playoffs.
Okay. B.
B. Sit out and see if AD can lift them to the play-in without you. C. Return to win the scoring title.
Mm-hmm.
Or D, don't miss a game, play each game, and regardless of what happened, finish out the season in uniform, not on the sideline.
Easy, C. I'm scoring title. I'm picking my spots. I'm playing exactly 58 games. I don't care if we're in the play-in. I don't care if we're out of the play-in. I'm scoring title. The team goals, I gave up on team goals 2 weeks ago if I'm LeBron James.
When he said he's having the most fun of his life.
Yeah, exactly. He's having the most fun of his life. Like, really, dog? The most fun of your life? When you were in Miami playing with Dwayne Wade, the both of you were at the peak of your powers, winning back-to-back championships? Right. This is more fun than that?
Being coached by Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah, this is more fun than that, huh?
Hanging on the rim, catching lobs off the backboard.
Oh, I'm getting a scoring title, and I'm not playing one game over 58. One game. That 59th game, not going to be able to do it. My ankle hurts. I'm playing against the Thunder. That's it. That's it.
He got to play two more, I think.
He got to play two more because he played against the Pelicans.
He played Thunder.
They tried to win that Pelicans game, and they lost. They tried to win. AD, LeBron, Westbrook.
That's why I'm putting that out there.
So what makes you think you're going to win a play-in game? I got everybody. Everyone's available except for Kennedy Nunn.
Well, I like what you did there.
True. AD's like, if we had Kennedy Nunn, we'd be number one seed in the West. All right. Kennedy Nunn had like a hot 2 weeks in Miami. Now, AD's talking into the microphone.
Did he say that for real?
Yeah. He's like, imagine we were healthy. We were missing LeBron. We were missing me. We were missing Kendrick Nunn.
No, that's his guy. Shout out to Kendrick Nunn. Played for Tony Jones.
Like he got dropped by the Warriors.
My OG.
He was on the Warriors. Warriors.
Oakland
like, nah,
University.
Good.
He was a 20-point scorer in Miami.
Yeah, for a month.
AD, like he'd be the number one seed.
No, he didn't say that. No, he didn't say that.
But you know what I appreciate, though? Yeah. You can say whatever you want to say about Russ. He going to produce. Now,
produce?
When he produces,
produce what?
Numbers.
What, like 4 for 15 from the field? Those kind of numbers he's producing? What
Those
numbers
are
we talking
dates.
About? What do we mean, produce? What's he producing? Producing beats? What's he producing?
Hit boy?
Yeah, what's he producing?
Last night he was balling.
He was.
When he take the three out of his game and he cut down the turnovers, he's still a productive player. He's not like a superstar or an all-star, but he's a productive player.
He produces.
Yeah, I mean, you're paying him $40 million. I'm pretty sure you want him to, you know, be an all-NBA, you know, caliber player, but mm-hmm. He's still productive.
So here's the thing is, I can't lie. When they traded for him, I was like, this is going to go great. It's going to go great. You know what this is? LeBron insurance. So when LeBron's on the bench, you just give that ball to Westbrook. He's a star. Because let's not forget, he was great for Washington at the end of the season last year. Like, remember Washington went on that run? I think they like won 8 out of 10 and
got themselves in the play-in or whatever. He was great for the Wizards at the end of the season last year.
He was.
That was the last time I saw him play basketball. So during the offseason, I thought they were going to get that Russell Westbrook. But that's not the Russell Westbrook they got. He's producing.
But the Lakers are like over 10 games below 500?
It's wild. The Knicks have a better record, dog. The New York Knickerbockers. Jalen, here's one thing I want to talk to you about.
The Pistons. K for MVP. All right, people will get mad at me if I vote K for MVP this year, so I'll just vote him Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, you can do that. You can do that with a clear conscience. Mobley hasn't played for like a month, and K's been great. You can do that. You're biased. Probably doesn't deserve it.
I make Bay third team all NBA.
Jalen, here's something I need you to take me behind the curtain on.
Okay.
Two people I love. Two of my favorite basketball players on the planet. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and LeBron James. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar fixed his lips and was very critical of LeBron James. Very critical of him, not because of his play, but because of some of his off-court behaviors and messaging on social media. And I was baffled by this.
Mm-hmm.
Baffled.
Mm-hmm.
Because while LeBron James in these arenas doesn't shoot 1,000% from the floor, because no one does, when it comes to commentary on social issues and using social media, but he's shooting 90% from the floor. But Kareem was very critical of him. Why is this?
I got a trivia question for you.
Okay.
Who do you think is the only other NBA veteran besides Kareem Abdul-Jabbar that writes a column each week?
Jalen Rose.
So I idolize him and his work and everything he's ever stood for on and off the floor. Like when Kareem kicked Bruce Lee in the chest in Game of Death, that was my greatest sporting moment. Like real spill.
Mine was when Lightning McQueen beat Chick Hicks at the end of Cars 1.
I didn't see that.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see that.
They're all cars, so there's no black characters. So you didn't see
I didn't see it. No
cars.
Black people, I didn't see it.
No, they're cars.
But you didn't. You clearly don't watch black movies if you didn't know that was representing a sorority. So there we go.
I guess I'm in there.
And so.
Whatever the word, the noise is.
Hey, they used to have some cuties from what I remember. All of the sororities. But anyway.
Why is he being critical of LeBron?
So he's a critical thinker. And he's very streamlined about how he feels. And I appreciate his openness to always express himself, because he's also always done it with intellect, with responsibility, with maturity. And I learned so very much from Kareem and Bill Russell. They mentor me. And when I saw the excerpts of what he said about LeBron, you were the first person that told me about it. I saw a couple of the excerpts. I didn't read the entire column. I was going to do that today.
Long column.
You know, as somebody that also writes a column, I was like, before I really like say what I think, I'm going to actually read it. So I haven't physically read it, but I have heard excerpts from people and I have seen a couple on social media. And I believe one of the things that you're talking about, or matter of fact, tell me some of the things that you're talking about that he said.
Well, it was a lot of him being critical in general for like the first three paragraphs, and then some of his specific examples. For example, he didn't like the post from LeBron of the three Spider-Man memes where they're all pointing at each other, where it's cold, flu, and COVID all pointing at each other, intimating that COVID and the cold and flu are similar, if not the same thing. I think that's somewhat irresponsible from LeBron. Fair. When I first saw that he tweeted that, I was like, well, that's a little weird from LeBron. You know what I mean? Not what I expect from him. But I wouldn't fix my lips and criticize him for that. I don't think it was necessarily a truly harmful tweet.
So let me say this. Who's right on this one? If you had to pick a side.
LeBron.
I'm talking about Kareem being critical of the three Spider-Man meme tweet.
I would say Kareem is right, technically. I thought that it was a curious tweet from LeBron, but like, He didn't get open Photoshop and make the stupid meme. You know what I mean? He just saw something on the internet and just like retweeted it or whatever. Like to me, that's like it's not like he made a statement. You know what I mean? So, it took out a page in the New York Times.
Here's how I hear this. Then I hear it as parent versus youth. It sounds like the parent wants us to always behave responsibly. And then the youth is like, I'm just on social media. I'm just doing my thing. Mm-hmm. And then you, as a youth that absorb it, like, it's no big deal. It's no harm or foul. Like, you know, he didn't even do it himself.
Change how I feel about COVID.
Yeah, yeah. He probably didn't even do the post himself.
No, he didn't.
And then
he don't know how to use Photoshop.
And then the OG, the parents, like, you can't be doing that. So on that one, you know, I split hairs. What else did he say?
What do you think? I think I read the whole article. What I'm here for?
Oh, this is Jalen and Jacoby.
I read the first four or five paragraphs.
Well, what happens
and
is,
I saw how long it was, and I was like, I ain't reading all this.
What happens? I always remember that Jalen's on the show. I forget that Jacoby's the exact same way. Got it.
Here we go. That's what you get.
I've been doing it for 10 years.
You don't read the whole article. Okay, please. So, what kind of research
so,
you
so I got
to
read it.
We'll read it. You ain't going to read it, and I ain't going to read it. But we'll still be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
I get the audio version.
We're not just cancel us.
We're not done. We are
probably should be
not done.